News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. First, perhaps the most notable of the activity taking place for the department over the Labor Day weekend, and thanks to witnesses who led to the discovery and arrest of a couple of gentlemen on burglary charges.
Yes, early Monday morning, we got a call to the Bryan Food Mart on Old Hearn Road of a burglary that had taken place. And when officers got there, they noticed the ATM machine had been broken into as well. Several witnesses in the area were able to give a good vehicle description. Sometime later, we had another burglary alarm coming in from the DK Food Mart on West Villa Maria. And when we responded to that area, officers already had a description of the vehicle, so they started kind of looking for that vehicle, found a vehicle matching that description driving down the roadway, and got a stop on it in a residential area. Once they contacted the two parties in the vehicle, there was some links that linked them to those burglaries, and they arrested Timothy Lee Perry and Dominique Prophet out of Houston in relation to those two burglaries.
And again, it all goes back to people being observant.
Definitely. We want to, thank you to those witnesses who, one, stuck around and were able to give us that vehicle description and who were paying attention to the suspicious activity.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department. Next, you want to talk about something you have noticed driving local streets recently.
A couple of days in a row here, as I'm driving to work, I'm coming down Boonville as it merges into William J. O'Brien, and there on the frontage road, people are turning left to get onto William J. O'Brien, and they're trying to beat, they actually enter the intersection when it's green, but then it turns red on them as the traffic has come to a stop. And so they're stuck in the middle of the intersection. And then the people who are trying to turn left to get on the frontage can't get on because the cars are blocking their way. And I just want to remind people that that is illegal. Don't do it. You need to wait at that light until the intersection clears before you go through. So just because you have a green light doesn't mean that you have the right to get out in the middle of the intersection and be stuck out there. And it also goes for, like, when you're on just a regular road and you have a private drive or another roadway and traffic stops, you need to keep that lane open. And the main reason is because emergency vehicles, if they're trying to get somewhere and you're blocking it, then they can't get in. So let's make sure everybody has a safe drive and leaves those intersection and those driveways open.
Let me take that a step further and use the same street as an example. For instance, I will be going east on William J. O'Brien to turn south on the freeway, and you have all those businesses there. When you're backed up because of the red light, how about not stopping in somebody's driveway?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're saying what I think you're saying, you're talking about blocking that person's driveway?
Correct.
Yes, I mean, definitely. I mean, that's what I mean by private drives or other roadways. I mean, like, I know people behind me were angry this morning because I was stopped leaving. I know it wasn't a private drive, but it was Kroger's. I was leaving that opening open. And I'm glad I did, because many people were trying to turn off of the highway to get into the parking lot, and that allowed them to do so. So make sure that you keep all of those intersections and driveways open.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department, before we get to the locations of increased traffic enforcement, one thing about increased traffic period will be taking place as Texas A&M home football starts the season on Saturday, and that includes additional traffic from downtown Bryan to the stadium.
Yes, our downtown Bryan Association has started a free shuttle from downtown Bryan area. The shuttle bus will leave 2 hours prior to game time, or that's when they're going to start shuttling, and the pickup is right on Regent Street between the library and the parking garage. And I believe there's going to be some parking areas in different areas around downtown.
And then finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, slow down all over town, but especially in the 700 block of East Villa Maria near HEB and the 1400 block of Beck Street.
And that's our update. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.